Gun violence is the leading cause of death for children and teens in the U.S., but much of the news coverage about it is made by and for adults. That's why our journalism training team, Student Reporting Labs, handed cameras to 14 student journalists from across the nation to make stories about what it's like to grow up in this generation. Their work is part of a new documentary called Run, Hide, Fight, Growing Up Under the Gun. In this excerpt, student journalists Alexis and Brianna Schmidt talk to their classmates at Michigan State University about what it's like to live through a mass shooting.
Keep your hands up if you have experienced a lockdown drill before the age of 18, the age of 12, and the age of 6.
Before you learn ABC, you learn how to run, hide, and fight. And that's where we've failed.
Gun violence has become tragically familiar to people like Maya Manuel, a student at Michigan State University. On February 13th, 2023, three students lost their lives to a gunman. During the shooting, students received text messages from the university instructing them to run, hide, and fight.
Inside an academic building and then later at a student union.
I'm Alexis Schmidt. And I'm Brianna Schmidt. We're twins and student journalists who started attending Michigan State a few months after the shooting. We wanted to talk to other students about their experiences with gun violence.
How do you think that, like, MSU students' perception of safety, like, on campus changed?
You're trying so hard to get your degree. Trying to go back into classes was so difficult. Every student, every janitor, I had to figure out a new way of thinking because it was no longer, I'm listening to your experience. It's, I am understanding your experience.
For other students like Kylie Osage, this was not their first experience with the trauma of a mass shooting. She was a senior at Oxford High School in 2021 when a gunman opened fire inside the school. Four students died that day, and seven others were injured, including Kylie. She spent 2 months in the hospital and physical therapy recovering from her injuries. She had to learn how to do a lot of basic things again, such as walking and brushing her hair.
I came to Michigan State, and I was so scared. You know, living with PTSD like that is hard. I would always tell myself, like, this is never gonna happen to you again. The fact that it happened to you once is crazy. Like, it's never gonna happen to you again, just relax. And then it happened to me again. People have to, like, wake up and realize that, like, this is bound to happen to everyone if there's no change. I live in a all boys hallway. You know, boys are, like, very loud and they love to, like, slam their doors. And anytime that happens, it definitely, like, alarms me, and I have to, like, calm myself down again and tell myself it's just boys.
For Maya, the shooting has pushed her to become an activist.
I hate that we have to beg for safety, but I love that we can come together. We can treat each other with empathy. I want us to take that pain, and I want us to push that into other change.
Despite her own pain, Kylie hasn't given up hope for a safer future.
There's positive things that can come from every story, you know, because there's so many negatives of the situation that I think if you're able to show some strength, I think a lot of people can bounce off you. It's important to kind of radiate that positivity around you.
For the PBS News Student Reporting Labs, I'm Alexis Schmidt.
And I'm Brianna Schmidt in East Lansing, Michigan.
The Student Reporting Labs documentary Run, Hide, Fight is available to watch now on our YouTube page and on the PBS app.